She was a beautiful animal, about 95% Alsatian. It was that missing 5%, I imagine, that led to her being abandoned. I still feel a surge of anger when I think of it, but since I shall never know the facts, I may be jumping to false conclusions. Apart from two dark patches over the eyes, most of her body was a smoky gray, and her coat was soft as silk. When her ears were pricked up, she looked incredibly intelligent and alert. Sometimes I would be discussing spectral types or stellar evolution with my colleague, and it would be hard to believe that she was not following the conversation. Even now, I cannot understand why she became so attached to me, for I have made very few friends among human beings. Yet when I returned to the observatory after an absence, she would go almost frantic with delight, bouncing around on her hind legs and putting her paws on my shoulders, which she could reach quite easily, all the while uttering small squeaks of joy which seemed highly inappropriate from so large a dog. I hated to leave her for more than a few days at a time, and though I could not take her with me on overseas trips, she accompanied me on most of my shorter journeys. She was with me when I drove north to attend that ill-fated seminar at Berkeley. We were staying with university acquaintances. They had been polite about it, but obviously did not look forward to having a monster in the house.